الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد: بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين. صدق الله العظيم. السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. In the first day, said talks by young ulama. I don't qualify in both counts, so forgive me. I can't tell you how much joy it gives me to see so many young faces sitting here. You know, I think back to a time when I was young. I know it looks like a very long time ago, but it wasn't that long ago. And to see, never mind people sitting in a talk, to see a young man in a masjid was like a rare event. So really we need to give so much thanks for all those who are responsible, and especially our Shaykh Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahab, Dawud Barakatuh. May Allah Ta'ala keep him, I don't know for how many, until my Islah is made, that is going to be very long. It's such a thing really that what he initiated and what he brought about, I cannot explain it to you. We grew up in Deen, Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala favored us that we were in Tabligh. But nobody ever told me, Allah loves you. Nobody told me that. Some days in Madrasa when you went, they told you, Allah going to beat you up, Allah going to boil you, Allah going to deep fry you. Allah, okay, pictures, which one you want, one of the three. Nobody told me Allah loves you. Like Maulana just mentioned now, Allah is extending His hand of friendship. Allahu wali wal ladina amanu. Allah Ta'ala says, you just say La ilaha illallah, you're my friend. And Maulana explained so beautifully what the friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala entails. If we could only understand what Allah Ta'ala is offering us. But you see, right in the beginning of Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned after alif alhamdulillah alif lam mim, alladhina yu'minuna bil ghaib. We believe in the unseen. Now believe doesn't mean we just accept it. We believe in the malaika, we believe in jannat and jahannam, and we believe in all those things. But belief means that if you sincerely believe in something, your whole behavior changes to it. Like you see now, I mean, everybody believes the coronavirus is going to kill us, so they're all walking around with masks. If I just believe that, okay, there's coronavirus, it's going to kill me, but I do nothing, then that's not belief. That's not belief, that is just knowledge. So we believe in all those things means I must really believe there's a jannat and I want it. I must believe there's a Jahannam and I don't want it. That is belief. So it must modify my behavior. And in the whole process, there's one shaitan. Now we all know he exists. And we all know that this guy is around there somewhere in the place. But like, he got minimum to do with my life. Because, you know, I'm shaitan proof. He's such far away, I mean, really he doesn't. And just like how with the talks of Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahab, Allah came close to us. That no longer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was there far away. Allah Ta'ala was some being who was close to me now. Now Allah was, you became little bit more conscious of Allah. Now little bit when there was a problem, first port of call, Allah. But the same way we need to be cognizant and we need to understand that shaitan is just as much part of our life, if not more. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is samad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is independent. If Allah Ta'ala puts His hand out of friendship and you refuse it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala steps back. Again Allah Ta'ala will put His hand out. If you refuse it, Allah says, never mind. Allah is not in need of me, is not in need of you. But shaitan, If he puts his hand out to friendship and you say, no, I don't like you, he catches you by the throat and he says, you will be my friend. I can't make his voice. He's going to persist with us. He's going to sit on your head until you give him your iman. Not he takes it, we will give it. So shaitan is our enemy, as Allah Ta'ala says, wa huwa aduwwum mubin. Not only is an enemy, is a clear enemy. Think how many ayat of Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, please, there's this shaitan, be careful. There's a warning. Little while later, there's a warning. There's a warning. Shaitan is mentioned so much. Out of love. You know, when you're going out somewhere, or you're going overnight camp, or you're now leaving home to come to madrasa, then your mother will give you a bayan, my child, be careful of this, my child, be careful, and don't mix with those boys like that, and the boys who do those things, oh, please, you stay away from, and those boys, ma, I know, no, listen to me, you know nothing. You're like that small fish that Maulana mentioned. Ma, I know. Why is she telling us? What, she wants to give bayan? They don't put ma on the chair to say, ma, you give the bayan? No. Out of love. Ma loves you. So she's telling you, do this. Wear a jersey. Ma, it's raining, but it's like 27 degrees. No, you wear a jersey. Out of love. Allah is saying, oh my servants, beware of shaitan. Out of love. He's there, he's going to get you. And he's going to rob you of your iman. And he's going to take away from you the most precious commodity you ever got in your life. So we need to be aware of shaitan. And shaitan's going to come to us, guaranteed. He came to the awliya. He came to the small fish. He came to the big fish. لَأَوَّيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. He told Allah, he says, I'm going to nail them all. Imagine his arrogance. In front of Allah, looking at Allah. And he's saying, Allah, you watch. Imagine what he's saying. He took on a serious thing. And if there's two qualities of shaitan that are admirable, the first one is that he made a promise and he's persistent. When he said, I'll mislead them all, he said, I will try every one of them. I will bang on his heart until it opens. And the second one is he doesn't discriminate. He hates us all equally. Everyone, whether you black, whether you Indonesian, whether you Indian, he hates us all. Every one of the children of Badi Adam. He hates us. So he's going to come. And he's going to come and tempt you with every kind of temptation. And the other thing about this guy is he's knowledgeable. When he was sitting up there in the heavens in the good days, he was reading the Lohim Mahfuz and he was learning and he was understanding. So when it comes to psychology, you and me don't stand a chance. He's going to beat us hands down. And if I know how he operates, I want to share with you a story that's been quoted in the hadith. So you can understand from there just how shaitan misleads us. Because shaitan doesn't come with you and he says, Ya Suleiman, come at zina. And you say, Ji, yes sir. No. That's not how he operates. Every one of us will tell him, are you crazy? Get out of here. I'm not going to commit zina. It's haram. So there was this very, very pious monk back in the day in Bani Israel, and his name was Barsisa. And Barsisa was, that time they had, and the Christians and the Jews had created the system of monasticism. Where basically you took yourself out of this world and you sat somewhere in some far away mountain where you had nothing to do with the world. And all you did was it was between you and your creator. So he built himself a little monastery and he was safe in there, and there was walls and nobody came to visit Barsisa ever. When he needed supplies, he made his arrangements, supplies came. At that time there were three men who wanted to go out in the path of Allah for jihad. So they thinking, look, we live in an environment which is so difficult, and we have a young sister. If all three of us go, then where do we leave our little sister? Not long before somebody is going to do something to her. And all of them are saying, now all of us want to go out in jihad. None of us want to get left. There's a need. So they thought, no solution. So they fell asleep. Allah Hazrat Shaitan comes. He quietly whispers into one's ear. He says, what did you think about Barsisa? You see, Shaitan only got one tool. One. Shaitan doesn't have authority over any one of us. He cannot catch you and say, you will do something. He cannot force you into anything. He says on the day of Qiyamah, he says, you know what, I just invited you. فَتَّجَبْتُمْ لِي. You accepted the invitation. I advertised the product. I showed you how smart she was. I presented it like she was the only thing in the world. I presented to you like Jannat and everything loved in her. You bought the product. I didn't take you there and put you there. Shaitan, وَيُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ. Bas. And that's the beauty of it, because if you understand that he is absolutely powerless, till we say, ah, that's a suggestion. She might be something. Let's send a hello. We send a hello. Then the first reaction she's going to get, shish, haram, sure. Delete. Next time again, she didn't answer. Now you're more determined. Shaitan comes more. Send another hello. Then he goes to her. I said, look, maybe, just maybe there's something in this guy. See, I'll use his logic, beautiful logic. See, he's studying ilm. He's going to be an alim. One day he's going to make your tarbiyah. He'll be your shah. Yeah. Heard that one before. So, why don't you just send him a smiley? Then we'll see. That's what Maulana said, that's when you bite the hook, you did. Anyway, Barsisa sitting there in his monastery, and these three guys wake up and say, you know, I got an idea. You go see Barsisa, a brilliant idea. We leave our sister there, this man is like at the height of wilayah. He won't touch her, he won't do anything to her. Let us leave her there. So anyway, they go to Barsisa, and he greets them because he knows they're pious people, and they say we want to go in jihad. He says, I make dua for you, please go. And they say, no, we want one thing to do, we want to leave our sister here. He catches his hair and he starts screaming. He says, no ways, you're not doing this kind of thing. You put a woman in my monastery, forget it. They go back again, they're dejected. Oh, he was with Sufi Sudhuri last comes again. He says, go and tell them again. Go and tell him. He said, but he just said, you saw his reaction. He was running around the monastery screaming like a lunatic. No, go. Goes this side round, comes to Barsisa. He says, what kind of human are you? Your piety is all like kali kali. I mean, just. Yes, people want to go into jihad, and you're refusing them. I mean, you're a man or a muhu. The one woman sitting there, you can't control yourself. You're hopeless, man. So they come there. He says, now he thought, because he thought about it, it's true. All the arguments are logic. They're going in the path of Allah. I'll get the thawab of three men who are fighting in the path of Allah. I have the capacity to control myself. I am the buzruk of the type. Ada, 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 ada. He says, only one condition. He stays there in the room, there at the bottom of the monastery. I don't talk to her, I don't see her. They said, that's exactly what we want. Done deal. So they bring her, they put her there in the room, make her comfortable, everything, but she starts there. They go in jihad. After a while,
He goes every day, he takes a little food, he leaves it by the door, he knocks on the door and he runs. Literally runs. Make it back. Shaitan, one thing about him is, he got like a few good things going for him. He got sabr. I told him, I'm going to say, make zina. Slowly, slowly he'll come. You know fisherman? My Malana said, you don't throw the hook and just pull it out and the fish is stuck on it. You sit there and you wait and you wait and you wait. And you wait for the little policeman to move. The day it moves, like, you know what, you like, Jannat is arrived. Pull! So Shaitan waits. So anyway, waited. After a while, he went to Barsisa and he told him, are you insan? Or are you something else? There's a girl. She's sitting there 4 months or 3 months and she hasn't spoken to a single human being. What are you? If you got no, what is akhlaq? Good akhlaq. Greet the hostess. Huh? Yeah. She's talking to you, she's giving you coffee, make salam, give a big smile. You did. Anyway, so he says, yeah, it makes sense. It's also true, you know that, it's true. Next day he goes, open, knocks, don't run away. She opens the door, he makes salam, he runs away. And we cut a long story. I told you, Shaitan works slowly. Like, you know, you good fishermen, they enjoy fishing. Why? You play with that fish. Let him go, and you pull him, and you let him go. And especially go tiger fishing. Wow, they enjoy it. Take you like 2 hours to pull out that guy, those size. Because it's fun. You let him go, then you pull. So anyway, after a while, then he came, asked how you ate nicely, you slept nicely. So yeah. After a while, come little brother, voice became sweeter and sweeter. Eventually the inevitable happened. Now he says, now what did I do? Allah. Shaitan placates him. He says, but you human. No matter what you are, what light you reach, you're still insan. Allah will forgive you. I say, yeah, it's true. It's true. I found, came back, the girl said, I'm pregnant. Ish. You know that ish, no? Like, we got big trouble here. Anyway, now what do I do? So, those days they don't go, I mean, jihad, those guys don't go 4 months and 40 days, and they went for a long time. So, Shaitan told him, let a baby be born and we see. So, anyway, the baby is born. Now he says, now what must I do? He was with Sufi Sudur in Nas. He told him, he says, the first thing is they come there, they see a baby, they're going to ask you where the baby came. Don't tell them, you know what, this is another story of Isa alayhi salam. They're not going to buy it. They're not going to buy that one. They're going to chop you. So he said, what must I do? He said, kill the baby. No evidence, no case. They're in our country, they take the whole file and everything away. So anyway, he killed the baby, bury the baby, finish. He thinks, I'm so smart, you know that. Shaitan pat him on the back also. He said, you're so smart. Now he's sleeping. After a while, Shaitan came back to him. He told him, he says, but are you stupid? He said, but you told me I'm smart. He said, imagine when those three guys come, the first thing their sister is going to tell them is what? He says, what? He said, but sister, please, wake up. Serious. Drink more coffee. They're going to tell him, she's going to tell them that this is what you did, there was a child and you killed the child. He said, you're right. Now what I must do? He said, take away the evidence. He said, what am I? He said, kill her. See where he's going. Shaitan won't leave you. He made you make zina. Alhamdulillah. Very good for you. No, alhamdulillah. Stop. Okay, so Shaitan made him. Now, he made him kill the child and the mother. Both dead. Now the three guys are coming back. News is that the army is returning. Say, what am I going to do with them? Bury them in the garden. Tell them when she comes. Shaitan is putting, he didn't come in any form. He didn't come there at any time to say, I am so and so. He's whispering in his head. And he told him, he said, when they come, tell him that she contracted some fever. And after a few days, she passed away. Allah reward her, I prayed for her, I buried her there in the garden. They came exactly, he told them that story. At that time, people get sick. So, they fulfilled it anyway, they went away. That night they sleeping, all three of brothers. I mean, these are mujahideen, they're huge. They're lying there, and the small one gets a dream that your sister doesn't die naturally, and she's not in that grave that you were shown. She's buried in the room that she stayed in. Don't tell you who put that dream. Another one comes, he also got the dream. In the morning they wake up, they say, you know what, I had a dream. The other one say, I also had a dream. The other one say, I also had a dream. Say, what you dream? They said this. Say, right, let's go. Come to Barsisa's monastery. Then he said, Ya Allah, no, just leave us. They went to the room. They dug a hole. There's the mother and the child buried. They tell him, what is this? He told them what happened. Because you're three big guys, then you speak the truth. They took him to the king of the time and they told him, this is it. And at that time, the king told him, he said, okay, you committed two murders, you committed zina, you will be punished by death. So they appointed the next day that he's going to die. As he's being drawn, taken to the gallows where they're going to hang him, a man comes to him. And he says, Barsisa, do you know who I am? He says, no, I don't know you. He says, I am Shaitan. First time now he came to show himself. He says, you Shaitan. He says, Barsisa, you know who got you till this point? He says, no. He says, I got you here. He says, you know who can get you out of this? He says, who? He says, I can get you out of it. You see, you can. How much? He said, no, how much? He's walking now another 100 meters to the gallows. And they're walking together. Nobody else can see the shaitan, only him. He said, what must I do? He said, just do one thing. I'm not asking you for money. Make sijda to me once. I'll save you from this thing. Then you make your tawbah and you sort your life out. He said, really, really? He said, of course. Well, I lied to you. Yeah, that's what shaitan says. But Sisa made sijda, everybody's watching him make sijda. They don't know what he's doing. They thought, now, you know what, this is his last, he's making sijda to Allah. What a pious person, even though he did wrong. And in that state, now he got up. He said, now. He said, now what? Now, salam alaikum, go and die. I took your izzat. I took your jannat. I took all the horul in that Allah promised you. I took away the wilayat of Allah, the friendship that Allah Ta'ala extended to you. And I took away your akhirah. Now you join me in my place, abadan abada. How he started? One small story. Shaitan's going to come to us just like that. One small thing. One thing on the cell phone, send a message, get a reply, send another message, get a reply. Afterwards we're sending pictures, then we're sending movies, then we're sending old encyclopedias. But it started somewhere, no? Everything started somewhere. Everywhere shaitan comes and it only prompts a person. He'll tell a person, hey, bugger all the boy, girls, no? You look at the boys. See how the boys look. I mean, how crazy can you be? When a youngster came to me, he says, you know, I like boys. I said, you will make tawbah. He says, no, why much? Allah made me like that. I said, what you said? He said, Allah made me like that. And then I realized the strength of shaitan. He not only got him into sin, into ma'asiyat, he took him into kufr. Because now he's committing sin and blaming Allah. What chance has that boy got of ever making tawbah? Zero. Less than zero. So shaitan will come. He'll come to you. He'll come to the alim. He loves alim. He loves alims, he loves those students of deen. It's like an extra challenge. You know, all the guys who play computer games, then you climb left, then until you get to boss. Alim is boss. So all the small shaitan say, there's a boss. He say, don't worry, I'll take him down. So two things. Only two things. Know that he exists.
and know that you and me will never protect ourselves from shaitan ever. We will only be able to save ourselves from shaitan when we come into the friendship of Allah. One person was sitting there with all his muridin, and he told them, he says, tell me, those days, he said, you want to visit a farmer who's got eight dogs. And now you need to get to the farmer because now you're going to propose for his daughter. So like it's a serious mission. And when you get there, it's lunchtime. When you want to get there, how are you going to do it? So the one youngster said, I'll throw stones at them. One dog will come. He said, but there's eight. They're going to eat you up from somewhere. The other one said, I'm very good with stones. I will throw stones. I will with sticks. I will fight them off. He said, if you hit this one, that one's going to come. Like that, he told, eventually they all realized there's no ways. So they said, Sheikh, what is the answer? How are we going to beat these eight dogs? He said, you stand by the gate and you scream for the farmer till he comes out. When the farmer comes out, he whistles once. They all run at the back, all the dogs. He says, then you walk like a king to the farmer's house. No stress. He said, the same way, shaitan is going to come to you from every direction. Every direction. And shaitan also said it. So, مَلَّعَتِي أَنَّهُمْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ. Everything, I'm coming. And what we must do? When we say, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ, Allah says, you dog, get out. You leave my friend alone. And the time that you really need that wilayat of Allah is at the time when we're leaving this world, and shaitan comes to you and he says, leave Allah except kufr. He won't say it in that way. But with his persuasive tongue and his powerful arguments, he'll come. At that time, if we are not friends with Allah, we are in a lot of trouble. So remember those two things. Shaitan is not our friend. وَهُوَ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. And Allah is our friend. And He is a true friend. A friend who will not leave you till you reach Jannah and you meet Him. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا بِسْمِ اللَّهِ وَبِالْحَمْدِ